This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour now. It's Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show on the air with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's a board-certified NUCA chiropractor, got his certification back in the days when Moses roamed the earth. And so he's now treating people with all that experience all these many years later. He actually is very well qualified in all kinds of areas, not only chiropractic and the special area that is delineated as a NUCA chiropractor, but he's also a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife Mary practice at their clinic in Salt Lake City. He's here every week with us at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. To link all the stories together, podcasts, we have our podcast for the Good Day Health Show, which features Jack and Ken, not together, they're separated out, and Jack and Mary put together their podcast as well, and the latest one focuses on vitamins, especially B4. I don't mean B-E-F-O-R-E, I mean B-4. The B vitamins have always confused me, and I must admit, I was talking to you earlier, I want to get a real thorough discussion of vitamins and mineral supplementation, because I'm getting very frustrated with what I'm doing, and I bet a lot of other people are too. But let's first focus, Jack, on B4, because that's the subject of the podcast that's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's Jack and Mary's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. So when you say it's the missing vitamin, what do you mean?
Well, it was well known in the 1920s, and it was discovered kind of through workers in Africa. And in the Swahili language, you've heard the word beriberi.
Very good for you.
Yes, it refers to a vitamin B deficiency. But beriberi is Swahili for I can't.
Really?
And yes, and when they would have a serious vitamin B deficiency, they became paralyzed. They couldn't move. Get up. I can't. Beriberi. And so even to today, in isolated parts of the country or the world, when this kind of a condition shows up, they know that it's a vitamin B deficiency. So at the time, as they were going through vitamins, and you know, vitamin A was discovered first, and vitamin B, and they still didn't know for sure what they had. They just knew that in certain foods, there was a chemical compound in that food that would help a problem that a person was having, and if they did it long enough, they wouldn't have any more problems. It was cured. And so this was the main medical treatment in the early 19th century, was to look seriously at the diet of the person who was sick and go after it. For instance, they knew in the inner cities, tuberculosis could be well treated and taken care of and cured by eating 6 raw eggs a day. Even though they didn't know what was in the egg, they knew that there was something in there that made the difference.
Well, but the question will always come up, okay, how did you know, who figured that out? And who did the research that backs up that discovery?
Well, that's the next day.
That's the way we'd ask today.
Right, in the 1930s. Remember, pharmaceutical companies today weren't always like they were 100 years ago. The pharmaceutical companies 100 years ago were dye manufacturers. They made the dyes that were used in the clothing industry to color the wool, to color the cotton, and whatever else they were using. And as drugs began to be discovered just prior to World War II and heavily during World War II, with the introduction of the petroleum industry and the fact that certain petroleum distillates could be identified in the laboratory as a fraction of the original vitamin, they went after those things because they could be synthesized. You didn't have to store food that could go bad and rancid. And so they started synthesizing these things, and they completely missed the heart and core of the vitamin. For instance, a synthetic vitamin B will not cure beriberi. But the real one that comes either from liver or rice polishings, and there's a great story about the Korean War regarding rice polishings when some Korean soldiers or American soldiers in Korean prison camps had severe vitamin B deficiency because they were fed white rice. Now, if you eat whole grain rice, brown rice, it has the vitamin B component, the natural food-based vitamin B component, on the polishing of the outside of the rice, the thing that makes it brown.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who confuse white rice, brown rice, that sort of thing.
Well, white rice is just like white bread.
Yeah, because it's all, there's nothing about
the starch. There's only starch.
So let's go back to the B itself. There are... Yeah. A number of Bs. When you take B, I have a B vitamins, but there are various kinds of B vitamins. And I'm not sure that there's another vitamin that has as many distillates. There are some pieces here, pieces there. So when you take a complete B, what are you getting in a complete B? Or maybe the better question is, what are you supposed to be? What do you need in a complete B vitamin? Because you see them separated out. If you go to a Whole Foods or to places where you get your vitamins, you see B complete, maybe not described quite that way, or you see B4, B5, B12, that kind of thing.
And you look at the label, and it'll say like thiamine, B1, vitamin B1, or B2, riboflavin, or B3, niacin. And you read the label, and it will say each capsule, pill, whatever, has 100 milligrams, or it may say 250 milligrams. There is no vitamin B1 tree. There's no vitamin B2 bush. There is no vitamin B3 root. The B vitamins come together as a family. And one of the greatest concentrations of vitamin B, the B family, is in liver. But we've gotten away from that. And the most
important yuck.
Most people consider that yuck. But 100 years ago, when the majority of the food consumed in this country came from the farm, before there were chemical fertilizers, and they would, they'd use animal manure or whatever else to fertilize their farms, they had very healthy plants that were eaten by very healthy animals that stored and made dense the concentration of those vitamins inside the organs of that animal. They didn't just have a chuck roast, or they didn't.
So what do we do now, though? What do we?
Well, today you want to look at the label of the bottle. Are foods listed?
Let's not do that.
Does it just have the chemical name?
Just tell people what to get. I don't want the whole business about looking at the label. The label sucks on most of them, and then people aren't going to take the time because they don't. So the better service is for us just to tell them what to do. Where do
you go to get the vitamins you recommend? I push standard process. If you read a bottle of B vitamins from standard process, there's a half a dozen to a dozen foods listed there. And the only way, and if you look at a regular bottle, 99% of what's in the market, and it says 100 milligrams per capsule, the only way you could know, possibly, that there's 100 milligrams of that particular fraction in that pill is that you mixed it up in a big pot ahead of time and then stuck it inside of a pill. It's the same thing with most of the foods that Mother Nature makes. Yeah. The better quality of the food, the better effect it's going to have on your body, because that's where our nutrition is designed to come from. If Mother Nature didn't make it, then man made it. And if man made it, it was processed. And if it, depending on how much it was processed, will tell you how much of the intrinsic nutrition of that food has been lost in exchange for shelf life.
All right. So then the bottom line here is that you have lots of choices. If you're not going to read the label, if you're not going to, you just decide, I know vitamin B. Well, in terms of, we're not getting paid to say this, but in terms of what Jack knows and what I know from not only him, but what I feel when I'm taking the standard process products, is that they are what they portend to be. So if you're looking for a B vitamin, again. We've had a lot of conversations about D vitamins and what to do about them and all kinds of other stuff. It becomes a little professorial, but the bottom line is if you want to take Jack's advice, you find it helpful, then go to the natural source, a food source. If you don't want to eat the liver, then find the B vitamin standard process as Cataplex B, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that's all in the latest podcast. Right. Well, I think it's 142 now.
Podcast at fair, good dud, at forbiddendoctor.com. Here's something that's information that will help you. We're going to talk a lot about supplements today on the program because I'm not feeling the love. I have a lot of questions concerning vitamins, and it's come to a point where I just want to get some clarity, and Jack's the person I go to for that. So those of you who are on supplements, on things that, and this isn't about comparing or confusing with medication, no. This is just about how to understand that continuing, I've been doing supplementation since I was in my 20s. And every day I do it, and every day it becomes more frustrating for me because it takes so much time. One thing I do take that doesn't take any time at all, but I see as a fabulous benefit, I'm taking these Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 capsules. My dog is getting them as well. Purity Products, which is a very intelligent nutritional solution company, has put together, and this is a perfect example, krill oil, which is really good for your joints, for your mobility, along with omega-3, which is good, as Jack just explained, for cardiovascular health. It's good for all kinds of things. Let's get them together. That's what the folks at Purity decided, and that's what they did. Fish oil, krill oil together with CoQ10 for energy. That's the deal. Boost your joint comfort. Promote your cardiovascular health. Get in on a free bottle now of Omega 50 Plus. That's it. 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. It isn't fish oil or krill oil. It's both of them. And now it's free for you. Start by paying a couple of bucks for shipping at 800-355-1493. You'll not be upset. You'll not be sad that you get started. That's 800-355-1493 for your first free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The current Good Day Health Show podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com with Jack in it suggesting your diet should be guided by your inner cravings. And we're going to talk about sugar and how to stop that. And we'll have other items of interest. Concussions in football also in the current GoodDayHealthShow.com podcast.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
It is the Good Day Health Show. I'm Judge Steffen with board-certified NUCA chiropractor and GAPS practitioner Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Lots of information there. Supplements, stress, part of the current podcast we have at GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right. So we're traversing a lot of different areas here. One of the things that is in the podcast that we have at Good Day Health Show last week is a focus on sugar and how important it is not to have sugar. And we among us this week, Jack, the people who do the DJV program with me and we're talking about your recommendation to stop eating sugar, which is a fabulous idea. The problem is that you leave out how to do it. How do you stop? It's easy to say cold turkey, but that doesn't work for many people. I think about what you've done is ruin it for me. Every time I have a chocolate chip cookie or a piece of chocolate or some ice cream, I think about you and your voice. Ah, you got to stop the sugar. Well, I'm not going to. And that's not in defiance. It just is, you can say, if you stop it altogether, it'll give you another 6 months or 6 minutes or 6 weeks or whatever of life. But I have few things that stand in the way of me living a long and happy life, and ice cream is one of them. And so whether it's pie and cake and cookies, I do have a sugar, I don't want to call it addiction, I think that's too strong, but I love it, and a lot of people do. Most people have a fondness for sugar, and so you can say, like Nancy Reagan, just say no to sugar, but it's not that easy.
No,
so
it's not.
So your job is to tell us how.
Well, it's
start.
It's one of those things where you can't get there from here. You have to go over there first. And then once you get there, then you can get to where you're trying to get to. That, you know, it may sound a little wordy, but the answer here, and this is going to sound a little strange, but you replace it with fat and protein.
Yeah.
Now, sugar is a tremendous source of energy, and you have receptor sites in your brain for a concentrated form of sugar, which is the same essential receptor sites that you have for cocaine and for opioids. And the blast of sugar that you get, and we're not saying you can't have ice cream and you can't have cake.
Yeah, I know that, but I want to know how.
You just can't have it. You just shouldn't be doing it every day because sugar blocks the absorption of certain minerals and it stunts the immune system. Well, calcium and magnesium for one.
So we supplement with them. If we, my argument to you is, they go back and say, okay, I'm going to supplement if we're weakening, if sugar weakens all those things, I'm going to supplement with the calcium and other things that are going to build my immune system.
But if you want to curb the cravings, there's two things. One thing is a mineral or a herb called gymnema.
Yeah.
And gymnema has a direct effect on the pancreas and your sugar production as well.
Don't get me wrong here. This isn't for me because I don't want to stop. But this is for the people. I'm being defiant.
You
this
want
is
to
for
replace
the people
it?
Who say, all right, let's see if we can do what Jack says.
Okay.
And then they send me a note on Twitter and say, okay, Jack says this. How do we do it? All right.
Okay.
So now,
another thing called Zymex wafers. The Zymex wafers is a certain kind of a mycelium product that eats up the sugar. It creates a bacteria that eats up a lot of the sugar before it gets into the bloodstream. Okay?
Yep.
Gymnema and Zymex will help to curb it. But the most important thing is fat and protein. And I've told several of my patients, fry up a half a pound of bacon in the morning, have it sitting there on paper towels or whatever else on their stove, and whenever you get a serious craving for sugar, eat a piece of that bacon, and your cravings will melt like frost in the morning sun.
All right, so there it
just
is. I'm going to cook bacon in the morning.
That's just one idea.
Either that or put bacon in my ice cream. 28 past the hour here on Good Day Health. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An airline mechanic stole an empty Horizon Air plane in Seattle and took off. He was chased by military aircraft before crashing into a nearby island. Police say the 29-year-old was suicidal and appeared to have acted alone. Horizon Air Chief Operating Officer Constance Van Mullen.
We believe it was taken by a single Horizon Air employee and that no other passengers or crew were on board. Shortly thereafter, it crashed near Keetron Island by South Tacoma.
The pilot, who was doing stunts in the air, told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy with a few screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
The hour now. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Mr. Good Day, some people say that anyway. Mr. Jack Starkwell. Anybody ever call you Mr. Starkwell instead of Dr. Starkwell?
All the time.
How do you react to that?
Well, I don't care. I don't need the doctor appellation. You know. I have a lot of patients who knew me from the radio show.
Yeah,
that I did for 20 years as Jack Stockwell, and they call me Jack. It's just fine. I don't need somebody to call me doctor. But people who aren't familiar, have that familiarity or that informality with me, who did listen to the radio show for 20 years, still call me Dr. Jack or Dr. Stockwell. You know, whatever makes them comfortable is okay with me. I don't care.
How many people in the local area where your clinic is versus nationally, because you're on this program, take the symptom survey, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Ever analyze that? The people that buy the ageless thyroid supplement that you have or the long life energy enzymes, is it local because you're more well known there, or is it national because you're well known through this program?
Yeah,
I'm not looking for an accolade. I'm just curious as to
No. I think that it's more locally because of the 20 years on the radio plus 25 years of practice in this area. However, because of your show, we are getting much, much more of a national exposure. And then because of the podcast, we have an ever surprisingly increasing international exposure. We have markets in the Orient, markets in the South Pacific, in Europe.
Yeah.
Now, there's only of the 208 countries, I think it's 208.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of them that people have not tuned in to the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
And on the podcast, you promote that you're on this program, right?
Oh, absolutely. You'd
be reciprocated.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. Listen, you've okay. got a prominent position on the webpage.
I like that. All
I
right.
Said, listen, so I'm important. I'm important because I know Doug Steffen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's the people you hang around with. All right. There was a, a celebration of sorts. The other day was Grab Some Nuts Day, extolling the value of nuts, eating nuts, healthy benefits, great source of nutrients, antioxidants, can help you lose weight, lower your cholesterol or triglycerides, reduce the risk of heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So do you think that's true for all nuts, no matter what? Because I love cashews. I have 3 or 4 handfuls a day. Cashews sometimes mixed with peanuts versus some of the other nuts that are there. So when you make the general statement, nuts are all good for you, is that a true statement?
No. Well, some are better than others. And cashews are not nuts. Cashews are a fruit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like them anyway.
Well,
did I know that?
I like cashews, too, because they have a sweetness to them.
Yeah.
Most of them come from India, and there's this green fruit that has a cashew growing, 3 or 6 cashew nuts growing out of it.
Yeah.
And that's how they harvest those things, but it's really fruit. But a lot of the problems that come in with nuts, as healthy as they are, especially walnuts, pecans, almonds, macadamia nuts, is in a raw state, because once they're roasted, the fat inside the nut is altered to an almost indigestible state. And then with a lot of the seasonings that they put on these salts, a lot of these seasonings have MSG and some other kinds of chemicals in them to make them more delectable to you. But if you can get the nuts in a raw form, they're, especially walnuts and pecans, wonderful source of omega-3 and 6 fatty acids.
Yeah.
But when they're cooked, when they're roasted, then those things have been altered. But nuts are a great food, and some of them are better than others, just like most other sources of food.
All right. So they take the good with the bad or whatever. So that, okay, got it. Next, bacteria becoming immune to hand sanitizers. Number of hand sanitizing dispensers installed in hospitals when the first installation took place, infections went down. But now it's the other, because there are these bacteria like enterococci, is that how you pronounce
yeah.
it? ENT,
yeah.
Is that it? That's a bacteria you only find in hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting. So what do you do to counteract this sort of thing?
That Purex stuff.
Awful.
That it will get rid of a lot of bacteria, but the problem is it won't get rid of the bad guys. And the bad guys just get stronger, and they get stronger. And then the thing is that your skin has a marvelous antibacterial, antiviral effect all by itself. It's called the acid mantle. And the surface of your skin should be anywhere from a pH of 4.5 to 5.5, which will kill 99% of all the bacteria and viruses that land on you. And when you start applying these antibacterial things, as I said, you're just killing the weak bacteria. The stronger bacteria overpopulate, and then you end up with these bacteria that only exist inside of hospitals. And they're getting worse, and they're getting worse because some of them are resistant now to any form of antibiotic. I had a young lady in the office yesterday who has heart problems. She had congenital heart problems. So because of that, she has to have certain kinds of autoimmune fighting types of drugs. And she had a recent skin injury that just exploded into a terrible ulceration. And I recommended, of course, chlorophyll ointment for it because it has marvelous skin regeneration properties to it. But because of the fact that she got exposed to something that a lot of us, it wouldn't bother us, even outside of the hospital, in her case it would. Now, a lot of us inside the hospital, I mean, look at the cases of MRSA. Look at the cases now of skin-eating bacteria.
Yep.
That is one of the number one side effects now of surgical procedures in a hospital. is the bacteria that they simply, through autoclaving and the other kinds of procedures they go through to sterilize stuff, just simply doesn't get it all.
So here we are.
And one more thing. Mary and I just got back from a cruise. And going in and out of eating areas, there was an attendant standing there with a bottle of the Purex stuff trying to spray everybody's hands that goes into the cafeteria and comes out of the cafeteria. Well, that may not be the right word, but we refused it. Because we wash our hands, for Pete's sake. I mean, you wash your hands with a good dose of soap and warm water, you're going to get rid of almost everything that's going to be there anyway. But I tell you, 9 out of 10, maybe more than 9 out of 10 people took that squirt, rubbed their hands, and starts working against their...
Yeah, they don't know any better.
Yeah, they don't know any better. They just don't know. They just don't know.
One of the things, I tell this story all the time, the reason I have such a strong immune system and am as healthy as I am is because I grew up on the farm and I wasn't conscious of not being able to touch dirt, manure, all the things that were around that I'm sure I consumed and ingested, and if you don't have too much of them, they build up in your system so that you are resistant. And that's one of the things I continue to do, is try to keep my immune system very healthy. And we were talking about sugar a few minutes ago and how I counter it, I think, with a lot of the supplementation that I have. Doesn't have the same impact on me as perhaps it might on somebody else. But with regard to these bacteria, whether it's the everyday Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, all of these things, this new stuff you're talking about in hospitals, there are a lot of people who theorize once the human race has destroyed itself, the bacteria will take over the earth.
Well, the bacteria actually have taken over the earth because they are everywhere. You just can't see them because of their microscopic size.
Yep.
But I want to highlight a point that you really said there, or that's really important, is growing up on the farm. You grew up in the dirt. You grew up in the manure. You grew up in all the other kinds of things that take place. Our immune systems are designed to be schooled every bit as much of new marine recruits at Camp Lejeune have to go through those training processes to become fighting Marines. Our immune systems are designed to go through the same thing. So we are exposed to a lot of childhood illnesses, measles, chickenpox, mumps, a bunch of other things that are that we're supposed to go through to build a strong, resilient, healthy immune system. And of course, today we think that children shouldn't be sick. Yeah, they should be sick. They should get fevers. They should go through this training process so that by the time they get exposed to really bad stuff when they're adults, their immune system destroys it before they know they were even exposed.
Yeah, there's a very important message there. Listen to what Jack says. Exposure to this. Don't keep your children clean and away from the dirt. Throw them into the dirt.
Let the dog lick their face. Let them play in the dirt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
44 past the hour on Good Day Health. New research providing another reason to consider adding walnuts to your grocery list. Talking about nuts, Andy Solomon has the new study story.
A new study representing more than 34,000 American adults suggests that those who consume walnuts may have about half the risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to adults who do not eat nuts. Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer of the Cleveland Clinic, has more.
According to the UCLA study, the average intake among walnut consumers was approximately 1.5 tablespoons per day. Doubling walnut consumption to 3 tablespoons was associated with a 47% lower prevalence of type 2 diabetes.
Results came from looking at data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which draws from a large sampling of the U.S. population.
The connection we see between walnut consumers and lower prevalence of type 2 diabetes is additional justification for including walnuts in your diet. Other research has shown that walnuts may also be beneficial for cognitive function and heart health.
For more information on the health benefits of walnuts, go to walnuts.org. Now you're in the know.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has a right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
From the medical, department, the latest study seeing who or understanding who goes to the doctors, this is a pretty American, the realities of how people think. Never, as many years as I've been on the radio, I'm fascinated, flabbergasted sometimes at what reality there is. American men are staying away from doctors in droves. A third of the population said that they would stay away from medical care even if they had symptoms as serious as a heart attack or a stroke. 20% of all adults, men and women, say they would want a day or two before being checked out for chest pain. But men were more likely than women to delay care for an obvious symptom of a heart attack, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is a survey of over 1,000 adults in our country. Of the men surveyed, 34% said that they would not go to a doctor for chest pain. 37% said they would not go if they experienced shortness of breath. I'm looking, let's see, what else? 40% of adults had their cholesterol checked over the past year, even though experts say it's important for younger adults to get them. So only 40% of you, us, however you want to catalog yourself, are getting checked for cholesterol. Jack Stockwell will tell you, it's nonsense, you don't need it. It's a barometer, and it ought to be checked every year. It doesn't mean you have to live or die by it, but it's a barometer. 55% of the women surveyed had been through a cancer screening in the past year. Mammograms, that sort of thing, pap smear. Only 32% of men have been checked out, mostly for prostate cancer. Do you have a digital rectal exam? Every year I do, at least once a year. I want to know what's going on. Don't you want to know? No, maybe you don't. It's so silly, unless you just don't care about your life, quality of your health. So if you want to die early, don't bother to go to the doctor and get a checkup. All right, bring some muscle into your focus here as we have Jack Stockwell with us. And yes, muscle is important. We talk about this all the time. What do you eat to build muscle, that sort of thing? It's hard to know anymore. You look for good things. We were just talking about all of the various bacteria around. Here's another one, a cyclospora. That was in some of the salads and wraps in some of these stores recently. People who buy prepared potato salad or the tuna salad, that kind of stuff. These grocery chains have them made off the plant. They're not done in the store. So they bring them in trucks, and if they get too warm, they develop. It's like having, it's mayonnaise. You don't want to ever touch mayonnaise that's been out in the sun, right? Because it has cyclosporin in it. So can you name, if I gave you a quiz, could you name all of the various bacteria we've just in the last few few minutes touched on about 10. One wonders, how many are there actually?
Of the bacteria?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and the surprising thing about that, most of those bacteria are in your body anyway. You can't escape it. The question is does the population in you get out of control? And that is the job of the immune system, to keep those things under control. Mm. But remember, most of these bacteria do not grow on those plants. If they were growing in your backyard and your garden, they wouldn't be there. It's the handling of the workers in the fields whose hygiene isn't the best.
And, of course, what the doctors say, the best way to get rid of cyclosporiasis or whatever it is antibiotics.
Because it comes from the gut.
Yeah.
The first decimation of antibiotics is the bacteria, the good bacteria in your gut.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 10 before the hour.
Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Always happy to have continuous, like a continuing education course, you know. You go on to school, and there's this school and that school who offer a continuing education. Well, we do that here with Good Day Health and the focus on your health and well-being from our doctors. Dr. Jack Stockwell here continuing with his overview with a focus on fish. I wonder whether we ask the question here, Jack, whether it begs the question as you talk about fish, because it's always take the real food, don't take the supplement. But if you can't get at the food, do you take the supplement? So this is a direct connection between eating fish and a particular phenomenon that a lot of people start to worry about as they get older, right?
Well, absolutely. And just like you said, if you can't, food is all obviously the best choice for our nutrition. That's how we've developed on this planet. But in some cases, as you said, you can't always get the right kind of food for the right kind of problem. So we supplement. And the thing that makes a difference with the supplement is read the label. If it doesn't have food listed, then you kind of want to be careful with that. But fish, you know, fish is almost available to anybody. Even for the people who don't want to eat fish, they can still get really good quality fish oil capsules. And this study that just came out of Chalmers University of Technology in Sweden is showing the relationship between people who have a higher intake of fish as opposed to those who don't and the likelihood of Parkinson's. Now, the whole orientation that Mary and I have at theforbiddendoctor.com is prevention. What should we be doing? What could we be doing in our dietary practices today that our ancestors were doing 100 years ago when they didn't have these problems to the degree that we do now? If I can mention this one thing, talking to a school principal yesterday whose school in her district is the magnet for special needs children. And I came right out to her. I came right out and I said, Lynette, what is the population of special needs kids in your school today compared to 5 years ago? And she kind of lay on the table, kind of looked up at me with this surprised look on her face. And she said, considerably higher.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere is the same. You're right.
Right. And I said, what do you attribute this to? And she gave me a bunch of different reasons. She didn't really get into the two major ones that I think it is, my experience. But she still started talking about a bunch of environmental factors. And it's the same thing with the appearance of Parkinson's, the appearance of Alzheimer's. We don't see this stuff in kids. We see this stuff decades later in life when certain levels of malnutrition have finally hit a point where tissues begin to break down and become susceptible to these kinds of problems. And in this study out of Sweden, obviously looking at Swedish people, the people who had a much higher intake of fish in their diet, and it was several varieties. It was over a dozen varieties. It wasn't just codfish oil or cod liver oil. It was several varieties of fish had a lower incidence of Parkinson's in that population.
Well, let's go back to you said something and you just sort of walked away from it. I want to go back to the conversation you're having with the teacher, the special needs teacher. What did you tell her where, because I'm buying your story, I'm not buying her story, even though you were vague about her story. I've heard it 100 times from other people. They don't deal with the real issue. What is it that you said to her was causing these various problems with youngsters that have gone up 100-fold since you and I were kids?
Yeah. The two major things that I see as a clinician daily in my practice, that these kids are not being fed real foods. They're being fed foods out of a box, a bag, or a can. Yeah. And the tremendous level of vaccinations that these children are being given at a very, very early age, that the ongoing research now is showing can very well be detrimental.
Mm. Well, the takeaway from the conversation about Parkinson's is eat more fish. That's it. And maybe that's true for all of us no matter what.
Absolutely.
Better all the way around. All right. Jack brought to you in part by Calitrin, which is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. He's on it. I'm on it. You still have lots of energy, Jack. You've lost a lot of weight. How much weight have you lost since you and I were talking? I have 12 pounds off since April, but you
almost
have a lot
20.
More. 20.
Almost 20, yeah.
All right. 20% of your body is collagen. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. So when you're starting to get like where Jack and I are age-wise, you don't produce enough collagen on your own, you need to supplement. The collagen helps you develop lean muscle mass that pushes literally the fat out and destroys it in your system. So you want to lose the weight effectively and safely? Calitrin at toploss.com. 10% off with the DJV code, toploss.com, Calitrin, lose the weight safely.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.